Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. I'm going to ask you a question to get started today. Have you ever heard anyone say, maybe you've said, man, that person, they have it all. They have everything. Well, for most people, that's an exaggeration. But for King Solomon in the Old Testament, it was an understatement. When the Queen of Sheba says that all your wealth and wisdom far exceeded all her briefings, well, man, that's saying something. But having everything you want, not always what you need. Along the journey of amassing great wealth, Solomon accumulated a few wives, several hundred, and he also added several hundred concubines. You think you have trouble remembering your wife's birthday? Think about Solomon. Some of the marriages were for political gain. Others came from the desires of an undisciplined heart. So 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4, "For when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." So I'm pretty sure none of you hearing this today has 700 spouses. But do you have anything that turns your heart from God? It doesn't matter if it's one thing or many things. God does not entertain rivals, singular or plural. You're either fully devoted to Him or you're not. So today, ask God to examine your heart for rivals. Ask Him to expose anything that stands between you and Him. And then ask God to guard the hearts of your children. Ask Him to keep your hearts wholly true to Him. So Father, please examine my heart today and highlight anything that is causing divided alliance, and then give me the courage to get rid of anything that stands between us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And keep asking God to examine your heart throughout the day.